Greetings and blessings to each of you.
Greetings.
What wonderful experiences you have had so far this day. We are again so grateful that you have chosen to connect with us. The more often you connect with us, the higher your frequency, the more light you can carry, ergo the more light you can spread. We ask this one especially to remember this. It is only a short while until the depth of your winter, until your day is the shortest it will be. At this time, it is advisable to go within, feel into which seeds you need to plant, knowing that they will germinate in the darkness, in the cold, ready to burst forth with the rays of sunshine in your spring. These seeds you plant may be for yourself, they may be for your community, or they may be for the collective. Only you will know the seeds that you are desired to plant. For your guidance will bring you all you need. You will know how much water for each seed. That is, how much attention each idea or spark requires. How much nurturing, fertilizing, so to speak. This time prepares for the renewal in the spring. Allow yourselves to be still, to be quiet, to go within. Take your cues from nature. And as always, we encourage you to hold your heart open, to give love and compassion to all those you encounter. This does not mean you have to love them. You are offering love and you are offering grace. You do not have to like the person. They may not be kind, but that does not mean withdrawing the love. When you offer the love to such people, you touch their heart in a way that they may not have experienced for some time. The love that you freely give touches their hearts and awakens just a glimmer. And the more that happens, the more glimmers that are brought forth to them, the more chance that the light can enter, the greater the chance that they begin to remember what is important, that they begin to remember more of who they are. It is not guaranteed, of course, but we are not the ones to judge. We are not the ones to assume another's journey and withhold love as a result of that assumption. The gifting of love is unconditional. The gifting of love occurs because you are filled with love and have love to give. Do not withdraw too much. Do not withhold your energy. You can decrease your output and come more within, but do not withdraw. That is different. Allow your heart to remain expanded. Allow your love to be freely given. Allow yourself to make a difference. And as you ask yourself, what difference can I make? I am but one person. Remember, there are many such people as yourselves. You never work alone. Begin to discern, dear ones, on the seeds you will be planting, and I shall look forward to seeing what flourishes in the spring. Much love and many blessings to each of you.